For The Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Athanasius, and we read from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 11. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is God's desire for us, that we would experience his love in all things, and experiencing his love in all things, that we might have that love, that joy, to the fullest extent possible. So when we remain in the love of Christ, we can know and understand that peace, that joy, and that love. St. Athanasius is a great example of this confidence in God. Athanasius, as a great theologian, was famous for standing firm on the truth of the gospel and not allowing his opinions or his teaching to be swayed at all by prevailing trends in thought or in culture or even by political pressure. There's a great saying with Athanasius that it was Athanasius contra mundum, which means Athanasius against the world. Even if the whole world seemed to be going against the gospel, Athanasius would stand firm. If you remain in my love, remain in my love, Jesus says. And so Athanasius remained confident and strong in the love of Christ. And because he remained confident and strong in the love of Christ, his teaching was imbued with this great power. He witnessed to the faith in profound and beautiful ways. We often, as Christians, will feel like we are against the world, like it's just us against all of the pressures, against all of the powers of this world. God wants to accompany us even in that, to recognize his presence, to know the truth, and to stand firm in the gospel. And so, as Jesus tells us today in this gospel passage, remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Saint Athanasius, pray for us.